And we're going to welcome everybody in to the VIP iPhone Users Group for the 11th of June, 2025. Wow. It's time marches on, and it doesn't wait for anybody. So, this week we had WWDC. I, however, forgot about it, did not watch it. But there's some things that came out. A lot of people were like, wondering why it went from 18 to what, 26? What happened to 19 through 24 or 25? Well, what happened was, I guess Apple decided that they were going to name the versions of the software according to the year in which it's going to be used. For example, in this case, September is when the new models usually come out, like cars and stuff, but this is when they announced the updated phone software and all that. So that's why they decided to go with 26. So I imagine next year it'll be 27 and so on and so forth. So it was interesting. There's a few neat things that they're going to be incorporating in the new versions. One has to do with Braille. That sounds kind of neat. And what amused me, because we all use the camera a lot, there's a feature in the new version that's going to say, if you go to take a picture, it's going to tell you, the lens is dirty, clean the lens before you take a picture. I thought that was such a cool feature. Anyway, there's a whole slew of things included. And I don't know how many will actually impact us, but there's a whole lot of features. So anyway, I'm gonna release the key and let everybody add what they think of the new updates and what's coming up.
Yeah, JAWS kind of did that. As you know now, you know, it's they're kind of named after the year that they come out. It used to be you know, the number, but now they're kind of coming out after the year. So that dirty lens sounds really cool.
Thank you for explaining that, Cheryl. I saw that the other day. I thought, wait a minute, what's going on here?
So are you going to have to, like, I have an iPhone 13. Are you going to have to get one of the later phones to make all of the features work?
The available, the phones that will work with the new iOS 26 is the 11 models and up. So you're safe.
Oh, good, because I have a 13 also.
And I guess the SE 20 will not, right?
The second edition SE is included in that operating system. You will be good to go.
So the SE 20 and 2022 then, right? Because I have a 20 also.
Yes, the SE second edition is good. Hank, however, is going to be left out in the cold because he has a little 8.
Oh, I forgot I got turned the sound off. Yep, I've been left out for a couple of iOS's now. So I'll eventually get a new phone. Cheryl, you are a little hot on the mic. Just push the mic away just a little bit. You're popping a little bit. And Susie, you sound like you're talking through a tube.
Well, let me make sure that I've got my... let me do some looking.
I mean, I can understand you both, which is fine. I was just trying to help the, you know, say sound better. But yeah, a bunch of new things on the iPhone and also the Apple TV, which I forgot to mention the other class, was now, like if you say you have Netflix on your phone, for example, and then you get Netflix on your Apple TV, instead of signing in, I guess there's a choice. I've not tried anything yet. Where it'll, I guess you get a pop-up on your phone and just tell your phone to allow it, and then you're signed in on your TV. So you don't have to go through the whole username and password and swiping around the whole keyboard.
Yeah, I was looking at that. That would be really kind of neat because I got a notice of early access for Alexa. But when I went to sign in to the app or whatever, this get started link, it says the username and password not correct. And I'm going, I don't believe I ever changed the password.
Sure, well, I got that too. And all I had to do was tell it, go to AI mode or something like that. But it doesn't know anything in that mode. And our microwave is connected to the A-Lady. And so we'll say, A-Lady, you know, cook microwave 3 minutes or whatever. So we did it when the supposedly new one, was supposed to be smarter. And she says, I don't have that feature. I can't do it. And I'm like, are you kidding me? So I just went back to the old way.
That's crazy. Mine doesn't know what I'm talking about when I say, what did you say to say?
Change into, was it AI mode? I don't remember the exact wording, but whatever they call it.
Did the A-Lady tell you that you got the upgrade? I signed up for it, but I have not, it's not available to me yet. I have not heard any things. I have gotten no emails.
I got an email from it.
Yeah, I got an email. Early access is granted, and yeah, well.
Are you talking about, I'm sorry, I was trying to do something. Are you talking about the A-Lady?
Yes. How long ago did you guys get that?
I received an email also. I just got mine probably the middle, just about a week ago, I guess.
How did you activate yours?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'll let him answer that.
It surprised me. I didn't get the email until after I'd done it. I forgot what I asked her. I asked her something about the A-Lady Plus, and she said, do you want to get started? And I said, yes, and next thing I knew, I had it.
Oh, yeah, maybe you have to say A-Lady Plus, huh?
Well, it is great.
I'm really enjoying it. It gives you a lot more information on your shopping and on the weather. And the one thing I'm a little bit bummed, and I've told them several times, we have a weather station in our yard, a weather flow weather station. And in the old one, you could get the information about that. And with the A-Lady Plus now, you can't. And I keep complaining about that. Hopefully they'll fix that.
I wonder if there's a way you can link it inside the app.
They say it's available in the app. You can get it with the app, but not with asking her. And that's what I want. I like to be able to just ask her.
Interesting. And I wonder if sometimes it could be the wordage or something. Because, Judy, you mentioned you say cook microwave for 3 minutes or something like that. I know people who have, like, say, the Amazon Basics Wi-Fi version of the microwave, and they'll just say microwave on high for 3 minutes. You don't have to say cook, just microwave. But try different wording.
You know, maybe I say that, too. Whatever I said, it's what I usually say, and it just didn't work. And we tried both ways.
Well, AI, really? I don't know. Maybe I'm going to just be happy with the way it is.
Well, I didn't know that mine is the Lady A+, I think is what she calls herself. And I don't know if they said anything about AI in there or not. Probably did, and I just missed it.
So is this the subscription thing? I mean, I have an older, I have the second generation Echo, and I've not gotten anything about that, so I'm taking it. Mine probably won't do it.
I think they're doing it by sections of the country, so it may not be in your area yet. Where are you located?
I'm going to have to just wait for it to roll out everywhere, because it's frustrating.
I think that is how they're doing it, is by section of the country.
Yeah, because I got it probably a month ago.
Well, I'm in Michigan. We're always the last to get a lot of things. and so is this something you pay extra for, an extra service from it, or it's just an upgrade to the whole program?
If you're a Prime member, it's free. And if you're not a Prime member, then they charge you, I believe, 19 something a month.
Oh, good. I'm a Prime member. Okay. Thanks, Judy.
Yikes. Then I guess I'm not getting it. I'm not paying $20 for an AI that's, just asking questions. And I haven't gotten it here yet either. I'm Connecticut.
Yeah, I would not pay $20 just for that. There's too many other AIs that you have access to. Even the Siri on your phone has, certain features. Now, does anybody know if Siri is going to be more AI-oriented, or is it pretty much going to stay the way it is?
I don't know. I didn't hear anything about Siri.
I haven't really heard about that either.
I have yet to watch the keynote, but I think it's going to be more AI-oriented and stuff. So I said something about wallet, and if you get an email, like if a boarding pass, if you get an email or a change of flight or something like that, it'll automatically find it and notify you or stuff like that. It'll be more interactive with all your different apps and alert you to things.
I would suppose that there's probably some Siri upgrades included in this next version that we were talking about earlier.
I would like to have the feature where I can have more than one person access Hey Siri so that I can utilize it as well. So there needs to be, like, if two people are in the same household and they're sharing the same Siri, they should be able to, both of them should be able to access it.
Have you tried resetting Siri, and then start over? Because I think I set mine up, but I never set it up to my, I don't think I ever. I know the A-Lady I did not, but I don't remember setting it up to my voice.
For Hey Siri, you have to.
Ah.
Yeah, because it asked you, and even when I did it before, it asked you to repeat some phrases and blah, blah, blah. Well, Wayne can activate it all day long. I can't. It's my phone.
Maybe reset it, and when you activate it, because it asks you to read a few different sentences. You read one, let him read the next one, you read the next one.
Sounds like you're going to have to get another phone.
Well, if I thought he would use it, I might do that, but I see no interest there. He's quite content.
I would think you'd be able to create multiple voice profiles. I don't see why you couldn't.
Cheryl, do you still have your old phone? Because you can hook that one up and just leave that one around the house and not even have to get phone on it. Just use the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I do. That's a thought.
Because mine comes up when I have my other phone. It came up as like iPhone Mini 1 and then the other one iPhone Mini 2. And so they could both be separate. And I have this one here set up for Jerry to use in his voice. that is not connected to a phone line, but it's connected to Wi-Fi, so he gets to use that. He can still text on it.
I still have my iPhone 6 hooked up, and I basically use it for word games, and sometimes I'll use it just to check out things in the middle of the night, or I can still get podcasts on it and stuff like that. And I don't know why I still have it hooked up, really, just because, I guess.
I do have my other phone connected. It just told me the time. Thanks for that, Judy.
All right. So now you both have your own Siri.
Yeah, I said it from across the room and it responded. I heard it. And it's the old SE, so I get the doot-doot. I love that.
Is anybody having issues? I'm starting to wonder with the rotor that maybe I have too much stuff on it. Because when I try to go to something like I want to read letter by letter, when they give you a website or an email address, and sometimes VoiceOver just tries to lump everything as a word, and maybe it's not really a word, you want to see the letters. And when I try to go on the rotor to go to words or letters, It doesn't stay in place. It doesn't stay in focus. And when you get it in focus and start to use it, it drifts away from it. And it's just become a very annoying thing.
No, it shouldn't. I haven't noticed that. I've got a 14 Pro, but I have usually when I wrote it to characters, it pretty well stays there. I'm not sure what's going. Did you try restarting or shutting down your phone?
I run into that a little bit. One is if you swipe off, like say you're in text messages and you're on one message in the thread and that's the one you want to read word by word. Until you get to the word, then letter by letter. If you swipe off of it, the rotor goes back to like action. So if you swipe back to it, you're back to activate or this, that, or more. The problem I do have, like it sounds like what you're saying, if it's kind of lengthy, I find that once I've tried it once, it will lose focus and go somewhere else for whatever reason. Then I have to swipe back to it. And if I know the word is a little further down, I have to go by word, like, you know, use the rotor, go to word, and then swipe down really fast because I only have like a limited amount of time to do it before I lose focus. It's at least 30 seconds, but or 20 seconds, but it will like lose focus for me.
I wonder why that happens, because mine pretty much stays until now. What I don't want to keep it on is the speed. Because I end up getting up to 80, 90.
Well, and the thing of it is, too, like I say, I have a lot of things on my rotor that I don't really use that much. And I'm thinking because it takes a while to get it back in focus on words or letters or whatever, and you got to go through all this other stuff, that's where I'm thinking maybe I need to take some stuff off of there. But then if you do that, like I've got it, I think check boxes are on there and radio buttons are on there and, you know, several other things that you really don't use all that often. But what happens if you do want to get to a check box or a heading? Headings I'd probably leave on there, but I'm starting to think maybe there's just too much stuff on it.
I don't use the web on the phone enough to warrant having check boxes and whatever else you set on there. Usually I can just go down the web page until I get to the check box and just double tap it if I do use check boxes. So I very seldom have occasion to actually line those up.
I am the same. I don't really use checkboxes, but it's fine if you leave it on there, I think. What you can do is if you go into the rotor settings right next to the, you know, the name where you select and unselect it, I think to the right of it is, I forget the word they actually use, but you can move it. So you can actually put it. So I guess the default, sometimes when you get off the rotor or you go to like open messages, it's on actions. So for me, to the right is characters, words, headings. But you can realign them. I think if you add stuff, that stuff gets moved further away from the default actions button. So you can move it so it's closer to when you start using the rotor. It's right there.
Oh, I'll have to try that, Hank. Yeah. Thank you. Between that and maybe getting rid of some of the stuff on there, because I don't know why, you know, my fingers, I use my thumb and my index finger to turn the rotor. And sometimes it doesn't move fast enough or whatever. I don't know. But I need to play with it because it's, it gets annoying. The other thing that I found annoying yesterday was Instacart. Trying when you're finally pretty much finished doing your shopping and you just want to review what's in your cart. And that thing has become so bloated with advertisements between the items in your cart or frequently bought together is, and you don't, is there any way to strip that down so that you just see what you want to see?
Back to the rotor for just a second. I have trouble going to the left with the rotor. So if I want to find something in there, I have to go all the way around to the right because I can't seem to get that left action to work for me.
There goes that suggestion. I was going to say, just like on your computer, when you like open up a menu, sometimes I go up instead of down because what I want is at the bottom. And I was going to suggest go left on the rotor and it might be a lot closer, but you just answered that. And I don't use Instacart, but on a lot of sites and apps, I'll switch over to headings. So then you'll get those sections in big chunks, like, you know, recommended items. You've looked at this before, and then you get to the section you want, and then you can start swiping.
I have problems with mine. Phone getting out of focus easily. Well, the computer does too, but anyway, but particularly when I'm on Be My Eyes, because I want to use the AI usually, but a lot of times when I open up Be My Eyes, it'll throw me immediately to community and all this stuff in community that I'm not interested in. And I'll swipe back to the top, and sometime I'll find AI on the way back to the top. But yesterday, I bet I did it, I know, three times, I think more than that, until I finally was able to get to where I could take a picture. Have any of you all had that problem?
Yes. It actually even leaves Be My Eyes and goes back to something on the phone, and then I have to go to the app switcher and go back to Be My Eyes that way. It almost always loses focus.
Okay.
Yeah, I've had that happen too. It jumps right out of the app and goes into something else. And it's like, I didn't do that. I don't know. There's more and more annoyances. That's why it scares me when you talk about the next update. I thought, oh, what else are they going to break?
You know, I'm not having trouble with any of those items that you guys have mentioned. I went into the rotor settings that I have on my iPhone, and it's got for the rotor. Oh, shoot, it lost focus. Just as soon as it'll make a lot of... Anyway, it says rotor items on. Hang on a second, let me find it. Okay, I forgot I had gotten out of rotors, but here, change rotor with items on. So these are buttons. I didn't know, I had never noticed this before, but I think these are just default settings. I don't know if you changed them or not, But I hardly ever lose focus with once I set the rotor, it pretty well stays there.
Well, I rarely use the rotor.
I use it often to speed it up or slow it down. And also to go letter by letter if I didn't understand what the word was, or go by the word. But other than that, I do not use it.
Oh, if I'm looking at something and I'd forgotten about the rotor being able to go word by word with that. I get my Victor Reader, I turn on the recorder part and play it on that, and then I have to go back to the Victor Reader and find what I'm looking for.
Oh my goodness, Susie, you are a problem solver, aren't you? I also use the rotor, like if somebody sends me and it doesn't always work, these medical people are getting on my nerves. They'll send you a link to go and look at something online. Amazon will do it. HTTP, and if you can get to that part of the text, you can rotor to links, flick up, double tap, and it takes you off to where it wants you to go. But 9 times out of 10, there's a phone number before that, and when you flick up to go to links, it's a phone number, and it's not the actual link, so that's very annoying.
That happens to me for links. Like if I get on Facebook on my phone and I use the rotor because there's a link there that I want to link, it goes to like the like button. And I think it goes to the one before the link. And many times, well, I haven't tried it now lately because I just gave up on it. I hardly ever get on Facebook now.
It has been so inundated with ads, it's hardly worth the effort, but there are some groups that I'm in that I really get some good information from, so I go back. But yeah, that has happened to me too, Judy. I've tried to double tap on a link, and it said like, and I'm going, what?
Well, and the other thing you notice with links, and that's both on the computer and on the phone, is if somebody sends you a link in an email, you know, your friends or whatever, it puts it all together. You know, it used to be years ago, you could write right arrow through it or swipe through it to see the actual letters. So that if you ever want to go to that site again without necessarily saving that email, and sometimes putting it in your favorites doesn't always work either. You're just seeing it as one big thing to tap on the link, and not really knowing what all the letters are of the website to get to it.
Well, for that on the iPhone, you can rotor over to letters and read it that way. On JAWS, not really sure about NVDA, if you do like an insert 5 or insert 8, like double tap that real quick, then you can right arrow through letters usually.
Oh, that's good to know, Hank. Insert 5 or insert 8. Okay. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, Dennis. Welcome to iPhone Users Group. Any comments are welcome, or any discussion.
Also, control in right arrow or left arrow lets you go letter by letter.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon. I was going to be in here, but I forgot about it and came in late because I'd heard about it last time when I was on the road. Continue on, everybody.
Hey, Dennis. I have to try that, Judy, on a link, like on the computer. I have to try that one.
Oh, on a link. No, I'm just talking in regular words.
Yeah, no, I do the insert 5 or insert 8. Sometimes it depends what site you're looking at or what the link is. I don't know why. I think I normally double tap it. So, like, if you do insert 5, it just tells you what letter you're on. If you do insert 5, it kind of puts you into the, not the Alpha Romeric, but I don't know what, it kind of changes it. And then you can right and left arrow letter by letter.
Well, if you're talking about the PC, I thought insert F7 was the links.
Yeah, no, they're talking reading the link letter by letter. Because if it's a long one, like, you know, https://inter.com, like, what did it say? And you want to find out, like, what the actual, you know, intercontinental device usage.com, and, you know, because it says it like one all run on sentence. So you can, that's why I do the insert F5, and then you hear http://int, you know, etc.
Oh, okay. I'm on the same page now.
The other thing is, I know, like, if you're actually on a website, you can press, well, it depends on what browser. You can press either F4 to get in the link itself, or Control L, and it'll actually take you into the link text, and you can read it that way. But I don't know about if it's in an email. I don't know if there's a way to actually focus on it.
I don't think in an email, but yeah, I think it's F6, because that takes you to the next section, to the link edit field, correct? I think I do that sometimes. Anyway, back to Apple.
Okay, I've got a question about pictures. And I know you look at pictures, Cheryl, and some of the rest of you, and I guess I don't know how. Well, obviously I don't, but we've got a lot of pictures that were taken Saturday that were put up somewhere. When I can find those, is there any way that I can actually look at the pictures and tell something about them using AI?
On the computer or on your phone?
Oh, that's right. They would be on the computer too, wouldn't they? Well, either way, and I have forgotten that keystroke for doing the pictures on the computer. It's insert, space bar, and then what? P, and what's next?
C. The letter C, I believe. And it gives you two different AIs, so you get two different descriptions of it. And then you put it all together, and you really took a look at that picture.
Okay, insert space bar, P, and C. Okay, thank you.
Nope, even easier, because JAWS changed it, although you have to have one of the newer versions of JAWS. I don't know from what which version on. It's insert space, P, and then just enter. And on the phone, if you're looking at the file of the picture or whatever, well, you know what I mean, not looking, you can either swipe up and down for more. I don't use it, but I know that's how I access things like this. Or you could one finger triple tap on it, and that'll bring up like a context menu. And then you want to go to share, and then you share the picture with Be My Eyes, and then that'll give you the description. Or you could use another app. If I don't know, I don't use Ally or some of those, but it probably works with those as well.
It's probably easier to look at them on the computer if you can.
For you, Seeing AI, there's a button on Seeing AI you can click to load your pictures up into the actual app, and then have it describe it to you. I haven't used it before, but it looks like it's pretty easy.
If you can find the picture that you want to look for. Last time I tried to share a picture from the photo thing to Be My Eyes or one of those, I could not find the share button. So hopefully they have fixed that.
Last I knew, share was way at the end.
Is there any way to get from the top of the screen to the bottom of the screen really fast?
Hank, take it away.
The way I would do it is, one, you got the percentage thing. A lot of people don't like it. Sometimes doesn't work. Or the fastest way, because I was just telling somebody how to get to the top of the screen, is you four-finger single tap. You probably have to play around at the bottom of the screen or near the bottom of the screen. Like if you do it in the center, it's not going to work. And that should bring your focus to the down to the bottom of your screen.
Say that one more time. Four finger single tap and do what?
Just in the air or at the bottom of the screen. Just take four fingers, tap once close to the bottom, and that should bring the focus down to the bottom. And likewise, some people say it doesn't always work for them, is you, if you do it at the top, near the top of your screen, it'll bring focus all the way to the top of the page. And for the top of the page, Cheryl also likes to, and I keep forgetting this, if you bring focus like to the time, you know, the status bar, and then you single finger double tap, that should bring you to the top of the page as well.
I use that feature all the time, especially when I'm in email and I want to get to the newest email. I'll do I'll find the status bar where the time is, double tap, single finger double tap, and it'll bring me right up to the top of the list.
Okay, so I just tried the four finger tapping once to get to the bottom. And I was at the top on the status bar, and it won't move.
If your fingers are touching in any way, it'll see it as one finger. So you have to have a little space in between each finger.
And try to avoid, if you want to go to the bottom, you don't want to be anywhere near the status bar.
I was just going to say that, Cheryl. Yeah, if you're in the status bar, that's not going to work. You just have to be anywhere on the page or the email or whatever. And then you do the four finger. And they can be pretty close. At least I've haven't had issues with it. But, yeah, if it's not working then I would try just separating your fingers just slightly. So it definitely recognizes the four fingers as separate.
And sometimes, depending on how big your phone is, how you know, big your fingers are, it's going to be challenging. I hardly ever do that four-finger thing because I run out of real estate. Well, with the SE, I definitely did. It's a lot easier with the 14.
I'm sitting here visualizing space in that, and I'm thinking about when you go and get a pedicure and they get ready to polish your nails, and they do this little cotton thing back and forth in space. And I thought, that needs to be on a, like a stretchy thing, and you could just put it on your fingers.
Well, there you go. Just think about those cotton balls in between your fingers when you do that gesture.
Yeah, I had never realized that it mattered how close together your fingers are. That's interesting.
Yep, that was a very valid point, Judy. Thanks for bringing that up, because that's very helpful.
Well, I remember when I used to have so much trouble with answering and hanging up the phone with the two-finger double tap. And I remember Parker saying at one point that you really have to make your fingers like a V so that it knows that you're doing a double tap with two fingers, because my fingers are fairly small. So, you know, if I get them too close together, it just won't recognize it.
Well, Brenda said to, when I first started doing it, she said to put your thumb between your, I use my middle finger and my pointer, and I put my thumb between that. And that gives enough space, just the edge of your thumb.
All right, I have the key. I'm on my home screen.
Messages.
So messages is my very top icon. And then you have the dock at the bottom, of course. I'm holding all my fingers touching together. But so you've got the little divot in between your fingers. So I'm going to press 4 at the bottom.
Group, messages. Row 1, column 1, home, page 1 of 3, top of dock, music.
Dock, music. So that's at the bottom. Now I'm going to go put my four fingers at the top of the screen.
Messages. Two unread messages.
Back to messages. Now at the bottom.
Doc. Music.
So it's going to the top of the screen, bottom of the screen. Let me find my key lock.
Okay, that's a good demonstration. There is a what do you call, natural division between your fingers when you're using it that way. So that's good to know.
Yeah, that idea of putting your thumb, because I use my pointer finger and my middle finger too, and if I put my thumb between the two of those, I can kind of see where it makes it spread out a little bit.
Parker, you have an Apple Watch. Does it just all of a sudden stop talking every once in a while?
No, on the contrary, it babbles incessantly.
Oh, well, I will try to check the time on mine, and it'll say it's 3, and that's all it says. It just quit. It just freezes up on me.
Oh, that's not good. Why doesn't anybody get the Mickey Mouse voice for their watch?
My A-Lady device will do that once in a while. I don't remember my watch doing it.
I've noticed the A-Lady with the plus does that a lot. You ask the time, and it'll say, it's 7, and you have to ask again to get the whole message.
I'm glad to hear that, Susie, because mine does that, and I wondered about that, too.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to be in any hurry to get the enhanced Echo or whatever. If it's going to do... Yeah, well, I know. If it's going to do stuff like that.
Well, mine even does it here. Now, I've got an Echo second device, but I'm on fiber optic, so I don't have any speed, and I noticed that did help a lot from when I went from DSL to a faster connection. But I think it depends upon what you've got going around. I think it drops packets, because sometimes if I'm listening to music, it'll on Amazon Unlimited, it'll stop for a split second, then kick back in, just like it does with that when you ask it a question. So I wonder if it's just dropping packets.
Well, Cheryl, the only thing I see it doing it, not completing things, is the time. It'll sometime cut off before it gets to the minutes. And sometimes with the temperature, it will say 7, and then it'll just stop. But when I ask again, it'll do it. But all the other things it does is well worth getting it, in my opinion.
Well, my one in the bedroom, which is the newest one that I have, I think it's a generation 4 or 5, I can't remember. But anyway, it was cutting out a lot for the longest time, and now it seems to be better than it was before.
Mine did that yesterday, what you were talking about, Dennis. I was listening to music, and that's the first time I had ever seen it do that, where it just stopped for a second, and it came right back. I think it did it like twice in a row, and then it stabilized and it was fine.
Yeah, the other thing you want to do, I find, is if you find it's doing a lot more of that, I find maybe every once a week or every so often, this is what you should do even with your modems and stuff. I shut the whole system down once every week or 2 weeks and then turn it back on. And that really seems to help. It like flushes stuff out. And then every so often, if my Mrs. A does it, I'll unplug it, wait a minute, and put it back in. And that seems to fix the problem. But of course, I've got the second generation.
I was going to suggest unplugging it and plugging it back in, too, if you're talking about the A-Lady and your routers and modems, too. Once in a while, if you're running into stuff, it's good to do that. If you're curious to find out if it's the fourth or fifth generation, A-Lady, at least that's the ones I have, the dots. The difference I noticed, it looks like a ball, kind of, except flat on the bottom. So on the back where the plugs are, the 5 only has the power plug-in. The 4 does have an auxiliary plug-in next to the power one. So that's how I tell them apart. Because my cousin bought the 5, and I was like, oh, they don't have the auxiliary anymore.
Okay, then mine in there must be the 5, because it does not have a 1/8-inch auxiliary plug.
Well, that was a question. I've got the two, and I'm never going to get rid of my two because you can run it wirelessly, but, you know, on a battery. But anyways, I was curious if anybody knows which Mrs. A devices have headphone jacks. I know the 4 does, and the main Echo device does, but I don't know, because I was going to get a show, but when they told me it didn't have a headphone jack, I said, forget it.
I don't know. I don't know why. If people are all going, moving into the Bluetooth there, and they don't think, oh, well, people don't use wire cords anymore, but yes, they do.
Yeah, they do, because mine, I don't use it as a headset jack or headset to it, but my, actually, this one is a 3, but the 5s have them also. I'm going to have to go in the other room and make sure I'm not lying to you guys, but my 3, Gen 3, I got a auxiliary cable going from that to my computer speakers that has a second input instead of the computer. And then so I got a nice pair of computer speakers, and so when I play music, it's going through a nice pair of speakers.
Well, that's the way mine is. I have mine hooked up to my mixer board, but I don't like Bluetooth. Now, the newer Bluetooth standards are pretty good. I've got a Bluetooth on my stereo system, but I'll tell you what, I still am one of these guys that likes wired.
Well, Dennis, Becky told me that you were always wired.
Thank you.
Hey, Allie.
Hello.
Hey, Allie. Sorry, I was in the other room. I did check. The 4 definitely has the auxiliary on it. I thought I was right, but I just wanted to double check because I was looking at the 3 when I was talking to you guys. And I am getting the Echo Show 5 pretty soon. I was gonna say something else and I forgot, but yeah, I'm getting that pretty soon. So if you're not in a hurry to get one in a couple weeks, I can let you know. Or I could tell Cheryl, or maybe she could tell somebody here that has your contact, if it has an auxiliary out or not. If not, 2 weeks from now, I'll let you know.
Yeah, I checked, and from all I can tell, it does not. They took it off the 8 and the 10, because that was real important to me. But that's great. I wanted a 5, because I didn't really need it. I think I'm just going to end up getting a TV and putting a Fire Stick or something in it, because that's going to probably end up working the best. I get, you know, I'd love to have my audio. But if you got a second generation dot, do not get rid of it until it goes away. I've got a little power bank here that I plug into my second generation dot, and then I can sit out on the outside and listen to baseball game.
Oh, that's cool. I've got the Pop, and it does not have, I've got that in the kitchen, and it does not have a earphone jack.
Oh, when and if you get the Plus, obviously it puts it on all the dots that you have, because when she and I talked about it, she, Lady A, I was in the bedroom where my 5 is, and I asked it something, and the same voice came out of the Pop that was in another part of the house, so it automatically goes to all 3 without you having to do anything.
Oh, I think I got the key. Yeah, I heard basically what it is. It's the new device that talks to all your other ones. So they don't actually have it, but they're getting it through the new device. Because I think like the older devices don't support the A-Lady Plus. But they do it that way. And shoot, I was going to say something. I'm just going to say the E-Dot, I'm going to call it that so I don't say her name because she's sitting right here. The E-Dot 4 has the auxiliary cable, the 5 does not. I know I said that, but what I like about the E-Dot 5, I believe, somebody correct me if I'm wrong, I think it has a built-in thermometer, so you can ask it what the room temperature is, not just the outdoor temperature, without having it connected to, say, a smart thermostat or thermometer. That I like. Because I'm in a basement and I have no thermostat down here.
That is true. It will do that. I do like that feature. What's the indoor temperature?
And that comes through on the pop as well, that little funny looking one.
Does anybody have a pop? I've been thinking about replacing my one with that. I assume that doesn't have the jack either, but I wouldn't use it in the kitchen. That's where I've got my A-Lady one.
Yeah, I've got the pop. It's in the kitchen. It looks like it's a little round thing that's cut off, and the speaker faces the room. It sits on kind of like on its side. It's okay. I have mine up on a shelf in the kitchen.
I have one on the vanity in my bathroom.
I have the Flex in the bathroom.
The pop, is that basically like the dot, just smaller? Because the dot is like the size, if you make a fist, it's probably it's closer to the size of a softball. So I don't know. I'm thinking the pop kind of sounds like it's just even smaller than that.
It's shaped differently than the one. It's shaped differently.
It's standing up like the five is. Well, it may be tilted back a little bit, but it's sliced in half. So you got a half of a grapefruit.
Does it sound as good?
I think it sounds pretty good, but I have a hearing problem, so I don't know.
I think it sounds pretty good.
Yeah, because I think I'm going to get one of those for my kitchen, because the one I have in there, which is the first one I got in 2016, that one... Well, it's really, it goes offline all the time. And when I'm trying to time something, it says, I'm sorry, the internet is not reachable at this time. Try back later. I'm like, I want to do it now.
Going back to the drop-offs that you guys were talking about, although I've never had it come back with getting an update. You can ask the A-Lady to check for updates. Mine always says you're up to date. Because I'm pretty sure it does it automatically. And then, Cheryl, I think you said you have the Flex in the bathroom. You got a Flex? Because I remember you had the Micro. You're talking to Bose, right? The Flex?
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that, because I have a subwoofer hooked up to mine. And if I'm not paying attention, if you got a 2, it'll pop after a few seconds when that light comes on. You don't hear it if you don't have the speakers in. But if you have... If you have it hooked up to an auxiliary jack or something, it'll pop on you. And then at like 2 o'clock in the morning, I'll be sleeping here, all of a sudden, boom, like that, because I have it hooked up to my reverb. It scares the hell out of me.
No, it's the actual Echo Flex. It's a, sorry about the echo. It's plugged into the outlet in the bathroom. That's where I have it. So if I can ask it what time it is at 4 a.m, and I can play music there, and it's pretty cool.
Wow, interesting. I never heard of such a thing. Well, I have to get going. I've got my last Lions meeting today. Oh, I'm celebrating. Yes, I am. All right, everybody take care, and have a good one. Cheryl, it was a great class, as it always is.
Enjoy.
Wow, look at the time. I have no idea it was getting close to the end of the hour. This was rocking and rolling, as it usually does. What a great conversation. Thanks, everybody, for coming. We'll do this again in 2 weeks. And so thank you, everybody.